Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Kay Momquist and Chip Haley. Sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. So glad to have you alongside for another Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Momquist.
All right, Kay, so tell me something good.
I'm not doing too bad, actually. It's been a long day, but it's been a good one.
Well, I guess that's telling me something good. All right. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the most lovable, the most adorable guest today. No, it's not a little puppy dog or a little kitten. We have Bob Jacob. We're going to have some fun today. Thank you so much, Bob, for joining us. And hello.
Hello, Chip. Hello, Kay. I'm really honored to be doing this. I don't know who turned in my name or anything like that, but I'm proud to be doing this.
You know, Bob, we've actually had you on the list from way back when. When Denny and I were doing it together, you know, we said, well, we got to get Bob on. And we kept saying, yeah. But if it wasn't for one thing, it seemed like it was something else. And so people don't understand, though we asked, you know, if they know someone that they would like to have us interview, but we do have a list. And so we put their name down on the list that we have. But we got you here. We're so glad that we got you. We're really looking forward to this. We're going to have a lot of fun today. And I know, Bob, you know, you've listened to enough of these. You know what it's all about. So I tell you what, let's start off having you tell us about your vision loss.
Okay. I was born with what many of your interviewees have had, and that their trek through blindness. I had a retinopathy of prematurity also, as Beverly, your last guest had. I was given too much oxygen, and the big joke is, you know, what else could they do in Northeast Arkansas where I was born? So.
Well, so you're from Northeast Arkansas then?
Originally, yes. Oh, and that's why I don't have that twang, because I moved here when I was five. So
yeah, I was just getting rid of that. So where's that Arkansas twang?
Don't have it. No.
Yeah, okay. Well, so I wonder is that a good thing or a bad thing not to have that Arkansas twang, that Southern twang?
Oh, I don't think I'd mind it too much, especially living with someone, married to someone with a Southeast Missouri accent who never lost it.
Right.
I can always pick her out in a crowd.
yeah. Okay, so you moved here from Arkansas. So now, do you have brothers, sisters?
I'm an only kid.
Is that right?
Oh, I can't say that I'm spoiled rotten, but yeah, I'm an only kid.
Okay. So what was it that had your parents actually move to Missouri?
What happened was my doctor said at the time in Northeast Arkansas, they didn't have the education. They didn't have what they have now. And he said, you know, told my mom and dad that we should move to Missouri.
Okay.
And they picked up lock, stock, and barrel, and that did absolutely that.
And you wound up in St. Louis?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn it over to Kay here in just a second. So did you attend the Missouri School for the Blind?
I did indeed.
Okay.
So all 12 years. All right. 12.
All right. Well, that's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kay, you got questions?
Well, since you didn't have any brothers or sisters, I assume, actually, I do have a question. If you lived in St. Louis, were you considered a day student or did you actually stay at the school?
I was a day student. On special occasions, I would stay. If we had an activity that, that where I had to be somewhere, we had to leave a band practice or something like that, that I had to leave, we had to leave real early. They said I could stay there, and my mom didn't have to worry about getting me there to the school. So
So
there you go.
do you play a musical instrument?
I haven't played one in quite some time. I played the clarinet throughout my band years,
Okay, all right. Yeah, my
and I sang a little bit in the choir.
okay.
I would, if I picked up a guitar, I'd have to learn it all over almost, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And let's see. And I played the piano a little bit also, and I could probably play it again if I had a piano. When I moved to my apartment, I had to get rid of my piano, so.
Yeah, okay. And so tell us, and I'm going to turn it back over to Kay, and I apologize, Kay, for interrupting.
No,
I have a
that's
bad
okay. That's
yeah, I have a bad habit of doing that. So, Bob,
fine.
tell us, so who were some of the your fellow students at that time that are members of MCB?
Well, there is Joe Morgan. He and I are actually classmates, and so is Sabrina Fowler. All three of us are from the same class, the great class of 1975.
All right.
So we go back a ways, and I'm glad to see them involved with MCB.
You bet. Go ahead, Kay.
Well, this is a little bit of a departure from MCB, but since you were a day student, did you make friends in your neighborhood, or did you mostly stay with the kids from the Missouri School for the Blind?
I did make friends in the neighborhood, and although when I left, I didn't keep track with them anymore because they all grew up and they did have their sighted friends, and I moved. Although I lived in St. Louis, I moved several times throughout my high school years, mainly. Just because my mom's job changed, or the rent, or when the last place I lived, when I lived in the city and then moved out to the county, it was on south in close to Bebo Mill area, and that's where I learned my mobility. Oh, I was and I consider myself lucky because as I grew older and took bus travel, if I got permission from teachers that we weren't doing anything, they'd give me a pass and let me leave and go home.
Well,
As
there you
long as
go.
I was considered, as long as I was on the record that I had showed up. And sometimes they'd be cantankerous and say they'd tell me you're no better than anyone else, so you stay until the hour's over. But I always tried my luck.
So after you graduated, I assume you found a job somewhere, and it's kind of a two-edged sword here. Where have you worked over the years, and how did you get involved with MCB?
It was well, I did. I took actually I decided my career on through my typing teacher. I was always good at spelling. I loved to read at the time. I wish I read as much now as I did then. But somehow I usually found crowd, but I went to I went to Forest Park Community College, which is called something else now. I don't even know what it's called. And took I really didn't even have to do that, but I did that to put icing on my cake. So when I went to interviews, I could take the certificate and say, "See, I can actually do this." And those were the days long before internet or anything like that. I actually put on a suit and tie and went to places and applied. And since I was a fairly good traveler, I did that on my own. I took the initiative to do that. And then for your second question, I was I don't even know if Chip knew Aubrey Welly or, well, I know you did know Lucille Fierce,
Yes, I did.
correct,
Yes, I
Chip?
did. Sure did. Yeah.
Okay, she and Laura Welly and yeah, I guess she and Laura were my mentors. And John was still in, I mean, he'd not been in MCB too long, but he'd been in. And when they nominated me for secretary, I was petrified. I had never been secretary of anything, but I must have done a good job because I did serve not only 2 terms, but more terms than it. I used another half and I said, you know, I'm doing this for one more half term and then you need to find someone else because I was still working. And I did that. I worked for 30 years doing transcription.
Yeah, and so when you mentioned John, you're talking about John Wheelick.
Yeah,
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 okay,
that's what I figured. Yeah.
yeah, okay.
So now you were secretary of MCB or
No,
of the affiliate
I
that you
was
were in?
the secretary of my affiliate.
Okay, and that was.
And oh, gee, I guess that was probably about 1980.
Oh,
So
wow.
I've been around this for a long time.
Oh,
So
yeah. Oh,
if
yeah.
I ever seem like I'm getting burnt out, I am.
Yeah. And so,
So was that UWB or United
yeah.
Workers for
Yeah,
Blind? So
it was you.
you've always been in UWB. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's great.
I didn't travel around. I've always felt that UWB is an integral part of the council. And
Yes.
so I've been with them through the days of their building when they owned a building in Maplewood.
Okay. Now, Bob, we all know that you're married to Jeannie. So how long have you and Jeannie been married, and how'd you guys meet?
Jeannie and I have been married for 38 years. We celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary June 15th of this year.
And I understand you went to Vegas and
We did.
did very well.
We did. Yes. There is a video of me somewhere. And I have heard it. And they said I did a good job. I think I could have done a better job, but I was there. I had a mic poked in my face and
Yeah.
I actually got to sing with Donny Osmond.
Oh, wow. That's terrific. Oh, I'd love
So
to see that video.
it was good. And I don't know if I want to, I can tell you how to do it. It involves someone's name. I will send you that.
Okay.
And I want people to see it, but I'm afraid to. It's up on YouTube, but you have to go through someone's name to get
Yeah.
it. So
Okay. Yeah, send me that.
I will
I'd
do
like to hear
that.
that. Yeah, okay.
I will do that. And if you can find a way to distribute it to anyone that
Sure.
wants it, you
Yeah.
can. But
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Okay. All right. Yeah, very good. Okay, so you and Jeannie been married for 38 years,
right.
and she's involved with MCB. And you mentioned
Yes.
about being secretary with UWB, but I also know that you've held several different positions on the state level. You were president, I know, at one time of ATI,
I
special
was.
interest affiliate of MCB. So how did that go work out for you?
It worked out very well. The big reason I gave it that I gave that, well, my terms ran out.
Mm-hmm.
But Also, it was during a time where my jobs were moving around. I mean, I was at a point where I was we were getting bought out, and I needed to keep my job. And since I was with a new company, I had to start out fresh, no vacation. They took away my 4 weeks vacation. Little things, little important things like that. So there was some time that I just wasn't there. And then I was working for the Lighthouse. And it was hard for me to, because I did that. That was another career, big career change I made in 2006, I think. The years are starting to run together. But and I couldn't just take off for convention or, not like I had it, not like the great big nice ride I had when I worked for the hospital. So things were just changing for me.
And so how long were you a medical transcriptionist?
I was a transcriptionist for 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years. You mentioned
30
that. Okay.
years.
Now, but you've also served on the Wolfner Advisory Council. How long
I
did you do that?
have. I think I did that for 4 years and
Okay.
I loved it.
You bet. Yeah, that's great.
But I was also going through a few financial issues. And you have to do that. Now luckily I had a ride there and back. But if I'd had to take the train, they want you to pay for the train and keep the receipts, which is fair. And at that time, I just couldn't keep doing that.
Sure.
So,
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
but I would, if anybody ever appoints me, I could do it now, and I'm back on an even keel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you got more questions?
Well, you caught
She
me off guard.
fell asleep.
Not. Actually, I do. So you talked about, your blindness and things like that. I'm kind of backtracking a bit, but did you have any issues with being blind, or did you find that going to the school helped a lot of your issues, as far as for cooking, daily living, and things like that, or
I liked it because I was in the years that we were our class was the guys were innovative. We talked to the powers that be about a cooking class for men, and so I took a home ec course.
Oi.
I don't know that I can't well. I tell everyone, Jeannie had some major surgery in the 90s and she was for 6 to 8 weeks, she was a mess. And so I used to fix her breakfast and meals, and Jeannie is still living.
Yeah. I'm not even
Okay.
going to go
But
there.
now I've got my it's kind of gone to I can boil water, but see the microwave has made a wonderful difference, It's you take it out of the package and pop it in the oven
Well, talking
because
about
there are just the two of us.
Well, Bob, I know that you are a technology user. You've got your iPhone, you got your Victor, you've got JAWS on your computer, you got all these things. How has those things really helped you enhance your independence?
I love my iPhone, and I've talked to Kay. I kind of dabble with that, and I would know more about it if I would just sit down and work with it. But I'm kind of the when push comes to shove, I really like the Victor. It has buttons. I'm used to buttons. You worked with a keyboard for 30 years. And I told Kay, although I like the iPhone, it seems like there are so many things that you have to do to accomplish one thing.
Sure.
And
Yeah.
so,
Yeah.
you know, but I do like it, and I do use it. And I mean, it's wonderful because I even have a standalone reader that I bought with my grant, with part of my grant when we received that. And it reads stuff to me. I put it under a camera and read it.
Okay.
But you know, to answer the question, in 75 we had nothing like
Yes,
this.
yes, yeah.
When I started doing transcription, we had nothing with speech.
Yep,
And I
that's
had to
right.
have a proofread. Luckily, you know, and I didn't have a problem with that. The people that proofread my material, they had no problem doing that.
Yeah. Well, Kate, I'm going to push it back over to you. But first, Bob, tell me, I know that you love going to summer camp and convention. What other types of things, along with summer camp or convention, that you really enjoy about MCB?
You know, I have to say that I love the camaraderie. I love meeting people from all over the state. I love the person, what do they call it? The hospitality. I knew I'd get the word out in a minute. Hospitality get-togethers. And I one thing I love about it is that when the dust clears and we've all given our views, we're still the MCB.
Yes.
We're still the MCB, and
Yeah.
we've managed to keep it alive. We've dropped some affiliates. That's really sad. But I don't know that, and I keep hearing that, oh, it's something what we are or something that we're not doing. And I think the COVID has managed to, do a lot of things to a lot of groups,
Sure.
because I noticed that with the Lions. I noticed what I think Kay's got one of the bigger Lions groups in this area, but I know we're having trouble with ours just keeping it going.
Sure. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Kate, but one last question before I do. I
Sure.
also know that you're part of the Member of the Month committee. How you
I
enjoyed
am.
that?
I am. I love it. I love doing that. I really do. Let's see. Wanda called me earlier this year and said, "Would you like to be on the Member of the Month committee?" And I said, "Yes, I would, because I've received the Member of the Month." And I felt it was an honor. I didn't, of course, like all of the like all the recipients, we would have loved to have won the Member of the Year. But it goes to one person, and I'm glad I'm a part of it.
Oh, you bet. I tell you, I'm just so tickled that they reinstituted that. I know that there for just a short time they decided maybe to discontinue it. I am just so glad that they reinstituted that. Okay, Kate,
I
I'll
am
turn it
too.
back to you.
I think the Member of the Month is kind of a neat thing because it just gives people recognition that they normally wouldn't
You
get
bet.
otherwise,
You bet.
and they start to realize that they really are appreciated and noticed. And so I think it really plays an important part in just giving people some pride, and that's good.
And so I'd like to say, if I could, I'd like to say anybody that has anything. I mean, we're always looking for suggestions. So send them to Wanda, and I don't have her email right in front of me, but it's the office does have
Yeah,
it.
you
That's
bet.
right,
Yeah, yeah.
exactly. So Bob, what is it about Bob, or what do you know about Bob that nobody else knows about Bob that they might find interesting? It could be a hobby, something you do, anything like that, that people maybe don't know about Bob. Well, not only was I secretary of the of the UWB. I was also secretary when Citizens Band was big. We had a CB club in our area, and I was also secretary of that because we still had to keep records. And I really that was really fun. Because it was we had to keep records, but it wasn't strict, and if you forgot the minutes, you just read two you just you know nobody got really bent out of shape. You just read two months minutes at your next meeting. And but it gave me but the thing I liked about it was it let me interact with other sighted people and educate them, to what blind people can do. Because I would braille out those minutes and then read them at the meetings. And it was I felt honored to do that. And it was great.
Well,
Well, that's neat.
Bob, I know music is a big part of your life. Is there any particular genre that you really love more than the others? So share with us, what kind of music do you really enjoy listening to?
Yes, I do. I like all kinds of music, but I would have to say that I like country gospel and I like classic country. I'm a fan of 50s since I grew up in 50s, 60s, and 70s music. I like that, and that's one of the reasons I like my vicar and my A lady. And I said A lady because I'm sitting right in front of it. And those are other great pieces of technology.
Okay. Kay, I'll let you ask a question, then I have one last question, and we'll close it up.
I hate to say this, but I can't think of any more questions. I've really come up with a few, but then you're covering them very nicely.
Bob, that's
I agree, Bob. And as far as music is concerned, I like a good tight country band with steel, fiddle, and everything else like that. And I have discovered through YouTube that there is a lot of Irish bands out there
Oh,
that
really?
have phenomenal country. But anyway, that I digress. But you mentioned music, and I love music.
Well, don't get me started on Johnny Cash because he's from Northeast Arkansas. I rest my case, you know. Okay, Chip.
Okay, so Bob, you've been in the organization for, like you said, 1980. What have you seen over the years that has really stood out to your mind that maybe we've lost that you would like for us to maybe go back and pick up and bring that back to the organization? Something that you found so much fun or enjoyable, or and we've just well, it's either died or we just discontinued it. Is there anything that stands out in your mind that you'd like for us to reconnect with?
You know, I would have to agree that with several people that have done this, and we are still not having meetings in person. And that is not a condemnation because I understand thoroughly where people are coming from. Not many people knew. I didn't broadcast the news. I had COVID in January. And if I hadn't had the shots, I guarantee you, I'm sure it would have been worse. But I guess what I'm saying is we can't, that's why I said before, it has to me, it's done a lot to tear people apart. If we hadn't had it, I would guess we'd still be having meetings at the St. Louis Society for the Blind, but with everything being closed, it's I mean, and now they don't want to open it to that many people because we have to sit close, fairly close together. I think that's a rationale, don't you think, Kay?
Yeah, that's part of it. I'm not going to really get into what the society is doing, but yeah, the larger groups are a problem. At least that's that they feel. So we have to honor their wishes, and that's part of the reason we have UWB. I think we UWB has not met in person. I would love to see them meet in person.
I would
But
too. Well, Bob, you're such a fun-loving guy to be around. I always
well,
enjoyed being
thank you
around
much.
you. Yeah, always enjoyed being around you. You know what, Cam? Because you're always just a fun, laughing kind of guy, happy kind of guy. You don't seem to dwell on the negative and all these other kind of things. So, would you like to share with us, in closing, what is it about Bob Jacob that makes him such a happy guy, a happy kind of go lucky guy? You know, you just have a real great, terrific attitude about life.
Well, I think a lot of it is, I've had my own share of ups and downs, but I try not to dwell on it. I also try not to get on a mic and broadcast everything that's wrong with me. Well, no, we can't, don't have enough time to tell everybody what's wrong with me, but I've had to declare bankruptcy. My dad died when I was five, but I take a lot of things in perspective and realize that if you believe in a higher power, if you believe in God, it is in God's hands. And I've had things, I've had mistakes I've made and things that have happened, but you have to just push on and make the good thing, be thankful for the good things.
Yes, amen. That's right. So one last thing, and I know we're going to have to close on this because we're really running out of time here. But
Right.
so tell us, we just can't end this program without your sharing us. How's Jeannie doing these days?
Jeannie, many of you do, many of you don't know. Jeannie is on a walk. She is on a walker now. She has, and that is one thing that we've been dealing with. She no longer drives. So our lives have changed in the last 2 years. When I heard about, when I used to, when Jeannie used to drive, and of course, I've been on both ends of the spectrum because before she got married, she didn't drive either. So we both knew what it was like to take a bus and get around. But then when she drove, got her license and learned to drive, we would help where we could. We'd take people back and forth to camp and back and forth to convention, and different things. And now, but now that it's that it, the rubber meets the road, it's that you are in the position they were in, that they are or were in. So, it's one of those things, and you just it's working out. But Jeannie is having, to answer your question, Jeannie's having lots of problems. She did not go to camp with me for the week. She is going to go. She is going to go with me for the weekend.
Okay, that's
And a
great.
lot of people are disappointed because they only see, they can't be there over the weekend that want to see her. And we're having a talk as to whether she's going to go to convention, and it's right here in town. So I don't know. I'm trying to push her to go. I don't want to pay for a room by myself, but I may have to.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for being our guest today
You're
on
quite
Meet the People.
welcome. I'm honored to do it.
Oh, Bob, it's been great. And it's always great to reminisce about old times. And so we give Jeannie a big hug for me.
I will definitely do that.
All right. Thank you so much. Ladies and Gentlemen, if you know somebody that you would like for Kay and I to interview here on Meet the People of MCV, you can have them give me a call at 417-540-9703.
Or call me at 608-436-2610.
You never know, you might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCV. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening, and we'll catch you right back here next time. Bye-bye.